Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today we're talking all things women's health with Needed co-founder Julie Sawaya. Needed is an amazing brand that is just really mindful and considerate of women before having kids, during pregnancy, and postpartum. And they've launched their new creatine supplement, which I'm really excited to talk about. So let's jump right in. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you again about Needed because it was like a partner in crime for me in my pregnancies and also postpartum, but also to talk about the latest creatine craze that I feel like everybody's on and that you guys have stepped into, which is so exciting. But before we jump in, just to give people context into the brand Needed and why you started it, because I think that's such an important part of the story and your drive for women's health, but also the deficiencies that women are experiencing in life with their health, but also in pregnancy and postpartum is insane.
So my co-founder Ryan and I started Needed really out of a personal insight. We are both trained nutritionists. We both have been studying aspects of nutrition and the food system for most of our adult lives. And we tested our nutrient levels and found that we were really tested them for fun at the time, the same way we wear an Oura ring to see that you slept well at night, because it's gratifying to see that you're doing a good job. And instead, what we found is that we were massively nutritionally depleted. Every single nutrient on the panel for me was in the red zone. And it was so shocking and confronting because we were doing what we thought were the right things. We were shopping at the farmer's market and preparing our own food and being really intentional about nutrition. And it was an eye-opening experience. We very quickly learned that we were far from alone, diving into the available clinical research and meeting with women's health practitioners that test women's nutrient and hormone levels every single day. We found that the vast majority of women are also nutritionally depleted, and most of them have no idea. Most of us don't have a prenatal nutrient panel done to know what our levels are starting out the journey of pregnancy. And yet the kind of population of women in their 20s is typically the most nutritionally depleted because of many of us were on hormonal birth control in our teens or 20s. That is known to deplete the body of key vitamins and minerals. Many women are eating in somewhat of a restricted way during that time period or just simply not eating enough. And then we're also always exposed to a high level of environmental toxins that raise the body's metabolic need for baseline nutrition. And so the challenge is that when you start off pregnancy already nutrient depleted, and then you go through the 9 or 10 months of pregnancy, which is such a nutritionally and metabolically demanding time. It is the most demanding time in a woman's life, followed by birth and then breastfeeding for many and recovering from birth, no matter how you birth your baby. And even if you don't breastfeed, it can take the body years to replenish the nutrient stores that were given to baby when you were pregnant. So if you start off already depleted, typically you get more depleted throughout the course of pregnancy and birth and breastfeeding. And if you are like me or Catherine and have had 3 kids in quick succession, that depletion compounds. And we know from the research that certain nutrients like omega-3 and choline are literally given from the mom's brain to build the baby's brain. And we never replenish those levels if we're not supplementing at an optimal level. And I think many women, the vast majority of women in the U.S. take a prenatal vitamin during pregnancy. It's like 97, 98% of women take a prenatal. So we know to do it, and women are generally speaking very compliant with doing so. But what we're not told is that the vast majority of prenatals in this country are designed around what's known as the RDA. It is a government nutritional standard that is based on bare minimums. And for this life stage of women's health, fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum in particular, one of the biggest issues is that the RDA was set based on research that largely excludes pregnant and breastfeeding women. Of the 1 million, it's crazy and shocking, but of the more than 1 million study participants that were part of the research that underpins the pregnant and breastfeeding RDAs, less than 5% were actually pregnant and breastfeeding. So I'd like to kind of describe the RDAs for women's health really as it's like a best guess at a bare minimum of what women need, not based on the modern body of clinical research and evidence from in practice of what women actually need to be in an optimal range. So you're taking a prenatal vitamin thinking that it's giving you everything you need, when in reality, it's barely making a dent towards the depletion that comes from growing and birthing and feeding a baby.
So ideally, we are learning about our body's needs before we're getting pregnant so we can up our nutritional levels and make ourselves as healthy and ready as possible to, as you said, give all these nutrients to a growing baby and the 10 months that our body is growing and caring for this baby, and then birth, and for some, breastfeeding, and the whole postpartum phase. So it's a lot, of course, on a woman's body and nutritionally, of course, as well. In an ideal world, as I mentioned, you would do that before you get pregnant. But for women who are maybe pregnant already or trying to get pregnant or in the postpartum phase, what's the best course of action for them to be able to feel like their best
a difference. Health? Yeah. So I think the good news is that it's never too late to start optimizing your nutrition. We know from the research that there are certain time periods, like pregnancy is one where early in pregnancy, and this is why prenatal vitamins are recommended, because that early fetal development window is critical and it can shape the baby's neural tube formation, their brain development. There are certain time periods that are just so critical that having the right nutrition at that point in time, we can't underemphasize the importance of it.
Can you mention what those time frames are before you continue? Like, what are the most nutritionally important and vital time frames for a woman?
Yeah. So I would say that for pregnancy, the first trimester is really critical. And that's one of the reasons that we do recommend, and a lot of practitioners now do recommend, taking a prenatal vitamin before you're pregnant to ensure that your nutrient levels are sufficient. And there is a difference between sufficient and optimal, but ensure that you have at least a baseline amount of nutrition to support the baby in utero. A lot of women don't know that they're pregnant. Some are like me. I've always been an optimizer and a tracker and have known when I was conceiving, but many pregnancies, the majority actually in the US, are unplanned. And so if you think there's even a possibility of a pregnancy, it's recommended to take a prenatal vitamin to make sure that that early fetal development window, and it really is very early, it's 6 to 12 weeks of gestation. So that is right as you're realizing that you have a missed period through the end of the first trimester. That window is very critical for the baby's neural tube formation. But the good news is that the vast majority of us, we do have a baseline amount of nutrition that is critical for ensuring that the baby avoids a condition like spina bifida, which is created by an extreme lack of the nutrient B9 folate. It's also present in a lot of fortified foods, so cereals and breads, because of the public health interest in making sure that the baby has what it needs.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What we tend to see later in pregnancy and later stages of women's health is that the bodies actually, we are designed, our bodies are designed to prioritize the baby's needs above our own as women. So it's like survival of the species to give from your body, literally the calcium from your teeth and your bones. Some women will notice that their teeth are actually thinner after pregnancy or breastfeeding because the baby is literally taking the calcium from your teeth and bones to build their own skeletal structure, their own early teeth formation when you're breastfeeding. The same is true for nutrients like choline and omega-3 from the maternal brain. So I think in general, we have a bit of a misunderstanding about what a prenatal vitamin is for. Yes, it is for a baby, but it is also equally importantly for the mom. It is to ensure that you have enough nutrients to support your own body's needs and not just to be operating at a bare minimum, but to be operating from an optimal place. So I would say that the kind of early fetal development window is critical. It's not to be overlooked. We also now know that women's health, I think there's this stage of women's health that I would say that I am in, maybe you feel that you're in too, Catherine, of I'm no longer pregnant. I'm not postpartum. I'm no longer breastfeeding my youngest. I'm also not yet in perimenopause. I'm not experiencing the symptoms of perimenopause in terms of the hallmark ones being irregular cycles or sleep disturbances, hot flashes, brain fog. And it's this kind of forgotten time period of women's health. Let's call it your mid-30s to your early 40s. And there's no protocol. There's no national nutrition standard for this time period in a woman's life. It's very uncommon for an OB or your primary care provider to be emphasizing the role of nutrition in this time period. But we now know that these years, and it really can span a decade or it can be 5 years, could be 15 years if you have children earlier in life, are really formative for setting your health as a woman as you age. So during pregnancy and postpartum, insulin resistance is a really critical focus. So that's why women are tested for gestational diabetes in utero. If you have gestational diabetes, it tends to be predictive of, it's not a guarantee, but you are more likely to have type 2 diabetes as you age or insulin resistance. And then in pregnancy, other factors like hypertension, so high blood pressure, how you move through pregnancy, it's now known can be predictive of later in life, blood pressure, cardiac events. So these time periods are linked. They're not separate. And we've been thinking about women's health very much in a silo of you're either pregnant or you're not, you're breastfeeding or you're not, you're in menopause or you're not. And we now know that it's actually a continuum of women's health. So the good kind of optimistic news is that if you didn't have optimal nutrition before pregnancy or you didn't have it during your pregnancy, if you took a prenatal or if you were really nauseous, as so many women are, and they can't get in an adequate amount of nutrition during pregnancy, it's not too late. You can still intervene and set your body up with the kind of best possible chance to move through what we consider to be these kind of really the thick of motherhood years into perimenopause. And I think the importance of optimizing your nutrition as a mother beyond pregnancy, we're just really starting to shine a light on, and research is just starting to catch up to how important that is for women's health.
One of the things that I love about your brand is that it takes into account that, since you are also a nutritionist, it takes into account that, yes, it'd be great if we as mothers could eat all of these amazing foods and have three meals a day and have really healthy, full snacks. And for so many of us, that's just not realistic. It's not realistic to sit down and have a really great meal for as much as we need it in our days. And being able to have supplements that you take that are safe to take before you have a baby, during pregnancy, and also postpartum, and in the years after that and before all of that, is really important, because it does keep in mind the busy lives that mothers live and lead. And being able to find ways to get in our nutritional necessities in those days of having young kids and just trying to get it in where you can. I mean, since starting your company, what has been the biggest or most interesting feedback that you've received or discovered in this space of moms trying to understand their nutrition, trying to understand what they need, when they need it, and how to manage to get it in with life?
Well, I would say that Ryan and I started working on Needed when we were both in the thinking about trying to conceive stage of our lives. So neither of us were mothers yet at the time that we started working on the products that would become our prenatal vitamin and our omega-3 and our kind of foundational nutrition products for women's health. So that whole experience of Needed's products coming to life at the same time that I was then navigating my first pregnancy and postpartum and breastfeeding experience was really enlightening. Because it's one thing to, as a nutritionist, to study nutrition in a textbook or to interview, as we did, hundreds of women's health practitioners that are serving women in this life stage. It's quite another to actually experience for yourself how challenging it can be in the first trimester when you're nauseous, or for some women, the entire duration of their pregnancy if they have hyperemesis, or as a postpartum mom breastfeeding and then returning to work, what the actual challenges are in getting nutrition into your system in an optimal way. And I think that the experience of going through all of it myself firsthand, there is a textbook optimal amount of nutrition, and then there is the real world that we live in. And I think that experience for both me and Ryan has really shaped our product roadmap. So for example, the first prenatal vitamin that Needed launched with was what we now consider to be our prenatal multi-pro. The pro line is really what a nutritionally trained practitioner is looking for. It's the optimal amount of nutrition. For example, 400 milligrams of choline. The RDA for choline is 450 for pregnancy and 550 for breastfeeding. Most prenatals on the market are dosing at 50 milligrams or below. So it's a very small amount. It's like 1/9 or so of the RDA. It's less than what you'd get in one egg. We very much take the opposite approach of dosing in a way that is therapeutic, and that's actually going to help you meet what your body and your baby really need. The first product that we launched, that Pro Prenatal, is 8 capsules a day. And 8's a lot for some women to take. In my own personal experience, I took our Pro preconception when I wasn't nauseous, when I was breastfeeding postpartum. But in the early months of pregnancy, I'm someone who did have nausea and food aversions, and I was never going to be able to take 8 capsules in one day. So that is one of the reasons that we launched a 3-capsule prenatal, which is our most popular prenatal in our lineup. We also have a powdered prenatal, which is excellent for women who like to make smoothies, or if you're really nauseous, if you're very pill averse. We also have a new form factor coming out this fall that I'm really excited about. That's came out of an insight from both our personal experiences, listening to customers, and also our practitioners. So even the most nutritionally informed practitioners, like registered dietitians, naturopathic doctors, functional medicine doctors, have shared with us insights from their own motherhood journeys around what they could take, what they couldn't take, what their unmet needs were, what they're seeing in their practice. And Needed is a company that really listens to women and women's health practitioners, and we formulate our products based on those unmet needs. And those unmet needs have guided pretty much every product in our roadmap, including the fact that we have so many different form factors of our multivitamin portfolio. And as we stand today, for the prenatal line, we have a powder and a capsule, and then the 8-cap. For women's health, we have both a powder and a capsule. And for perimenopause, we have both a powder and a capsule. And that really came from listening to the needs of women, because no two journeys are alike. And also what we like to do day to day varies. Some days I make a smoothie for me and my kids. Other days I don't. And pills are much easier to take than powders. And so we are very much focused on giving all women access to optimal nutrition in whatever form works best for them.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
One of the products that when I was first introduced to Needed was the collagen, and that was something that I had. After I had my first daughter, I had so much postpartum hair loss that I was like, I have to figure out what I can do in my second and third pregnancy to mitigate that as much as possible. And so for me, I was definitely someone who had the aversion to taking pills in the first trimester of my pregnancy, like, whoa. But the collagen, putting it in, whether it's a drink or a smoothie or just getting in the collagen, was for me such a relief. And I noticed such a difference. And it really felt like taking that and having that be part of my routine, it was like, oh, this is a brand that gets that I cannot stomach taking my capsules.
Taking more.
I think that you guys do such a great job at understanding the different phases of life and motherhood. And even if you're not in the phase of motherhood, just what women's needs are. And then especially when you dive into what your body gives and what your body needs when growing a human and feeding a human, if you choose to do that, is just mind-blowing. I'm three kids in, and it's fascinating to me all the different changes your body experiences, and also that our bodies, when you're talking about our teeth being thinner, our bones, like my mom is always like, my grandma had such brittle bones. She had five kids, and what you can do to support your life as you continue to live your life and your body and your health and your wellness, it's so important, which leads me into the subject of creatine, because it seems like all anyone is talking about is creatine. And for me, I have heard about creatine for a while, especially men talking about taking creatine. Then my mom started talking to me about taking creatine, and she's huge in the women's health space, of course, and diving deep into that. And also, it seems like everywhere you go, I have friends my age that are either postpartum or trying to have kids or currently pregnant, and creatine is a subject that is now for everyone. Everyone's talking about it. So first of all, let's dive into what creatine is and why everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. Well, it is definitely having a moment. It is. So I'm glad you brought up collagen too, because I think that collagen was one of the first four products that Needed launched, really from this understanding that most people at the time were talking about collagen for hair, skin, and nails. And it really does have some compelling benefits for that, which postpartum mom can appreciate. But the reason that Needed launched collagen was really because the amino acids in collagen are in pregnancy conditionally essential. And there's strong research supporting the fact that the placenta is made up of collagen and that there is an amount of collagen that is supportive for a pregnant body and a postpartum recovering body to support healing from birth that hadn't been talked about enough. And that was an area that we as a company could shine a light on and help women understand this isn't just for beauty benefits. This is really a foundational nutrient that can support your body's baseline health. And creatine is a very kind of parallel story to that. So creatine is a natural compound. It's made from amino acids. It plays an essential role in your body's cellular energy or ATP. Creatine is something that women naturally produce less of than men. It is the most, in supplement form, the most clinically studied supplement of any on the market, which is wild. But much of that research was done on men, not on women. And a lot of it was with the emphasis on, I remember 15, 20 years ago, the idea of creatine is like for bodybuilders.
That's literally what I grew up hearing about it. It was creatine, I'm going to get jacked.
Exactly, for weight gain, for healthy weight gain, for putting on muscle mass, and generally speaking for a male audience. What we now understand is that creatine has many benefits for women's health beyond the ATP production, so just more cellular energy. Creatine is really, I would say, the two reasons that I am a proponent of creatine for women in particular is that it can support mental clarity and overall brain health for women, which is a big focus as we age. And then the other factor, many women in the postpartum time period and then the mirrored time period of perimenopause, one of the most common unmet needs is around brain fog. And creatine can be very supportive of that mental clarity. The dosage for women is much lower than what we're talking about for putting on weight and bulking up in a high-performance athlete, bodybuilder type context. So for women, the clinically studied dosing is between 3 to 5 grams per day. Needed's dosing is 5 grams per day. And then the second benefit beyond the mental clarity is really as estrogen declines, as we age naturally, as women move into perimenopause and menopause, bone health becomes a big focus. So women's bone density, we've been talking about some of the precursors to that from pregnancy of literally giving calcium from your bones to your baby. And muscle is actually really important for preserving and protecting bone health. And creatine can be very supportive of helping women to maintain muscle mass as we age. And we're not talking about getting bulky. We're not talking about putting on weight. We're talking about preserving muscle mass that's really intentional and really important for women as we age. Your grandmother is a great example of, I think women are, when we're younger, we're kind of taught to, at least I think millennial women, we grew up with this idea of thinner is better. And I think we're now learning that if the focus is on longevity and it's on health span and feeling good in your body as we age, weight loss isn't necessarily, it can be helpful for cardiac health, but also it can have negative impacts as well. So as we lose a lot of weight, muscle is lost along with fat, especially for those who are on a GLP-1. It can cause a reduction in muscle mass, or even just, I don't know, in my case, through pregnancy and breastfeeding 3 times over, I certainly noticed a decline in muscle mass, in my strength. And I have these 3 young kids that I'm excited to keep up with and want to be in feeling my best and in kind of like an optimal place to still be able to carry them and lug all the things for motherhood. And creatine is a supplement that can be a really helpful addition to women's routines for those reasons, as well as for just who as a mom couldn't benefit from feeling a little bit more energetic throughout the day. It's something that you can incorporate into a workout routine if you have a daily workout routine, but it's also something you can take if your workouts look like walking or playing with your kids. It is not just for the optimizer.
There are so many women who, when talking about creatine, they're worried about the bloat of creatine or what's in the creatine or it upsetting your stomach or making you feel not great. And going back to like the history of creatine and it typically being in the past something that bodybuilders would take or men would take to bulk up with, that bloat was kind of like, it didn't matter.
Exactly. Water weight gain.
Yeah. It was like, who cares? But as women, of course, we care. And it also impacts the way we feel and in our bodies. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys were mindful of that kind of fear or issue around creatine?
Absolutely. So two things that come to mind when it comes to creatine and bloat or weight gain. The first is the amount of creatine that you're taking. So a lot of the impacts of bloat, water, weight gain tend to be with a higher dose of creatine than what is beneficial for most women. So most women will do well on the 5 grams of creatine per day. The second factor is the form of creatine and how it's made can really impact the impacts of bloat. So how well the creatine dissolves is a factor in actually how your body digests it and whether it causes stomach discomfort or that feeling of bloat, fullness. The form of creatine that we chose is a creatine monohydrate. It is the most clinically studied form of creatine. And we were extremely selective with the actual supply of creatine that we sourced. Our form is biomicronized. It is basically as close to completely dissolving as it gets when it comes to creatine. So for those listening, if you've tried other creatines, you might be used to like a gritty texture. There's a residue left over. It doesn't fully dissolve in a glass of water. It might not even fully dissolve in if you mix it into a protein shake. Our creatine fully dissolves in water. The way that I've been taking it is mixed with our hydration support. Our lime hydration support is my current summer favorite. And I will literally just mix the one scoop of creatine with a packet of our hydration and put water on top of it. I don't even need to use a spoon or an immersion blender to get it to dissolve. It just fully dissolves. And that dissolution is what you're looking for to avoid bloat and gastric upset. That's really common with other creatines.
I think that's such a big part of it. And even when I've heard of, when my mom has talked to my sister and I about the importance of bringing creatine into the picture, it's like, well, do I want to feel not great or do I want to deal with bloat? And what if it upsets my stomach? So all of these steps that you guys have taken to get that product into a really great place where you're mindful of all of the things that keeps me from diving into having it be a part of my daily routine is really appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's back to like, we are moms who live in the real world. Even if weight isn't a focus, who wants to feel bloated? Who needs one more thing throughout your day as a busy mom that leads you to feel less than your best self? So we're very, very, very intentional about it. The quality standards that needed are also incredibly high. We have over 2,000 safety and quality checks throughout our manufacturing process. We are incredibly selective when it comes to ingredient quality and qualifying our suppliers. This particular product has a pending NSF certification and NSF certified for sport, which was really important to us as just another added stamp of approval from a third party that this is the highest quality it gets when it comes to creatine. We also have all of our products are clean label project verified. Many of our products have won their purity award, which they award to only the top few products in a given category in terms of quality and purity. So all of those things, I think, matter a lot when it comes to supplements and supplements specifically for the stages of women's health that we're talking about. If you're postpartum or you're thinking about maybe having another baby in the future, the last thing you want is supplements that aren't clean and that aren't third-party tested or really, really pure.
And is creatine something you guys that people can take before having a baby, during pregnancy and postpartum?
Yeah. So what I would say is that there's a real lack of research specifically on creatine for pregnancy. The underlying mechanism of action in the body is encouraging that there may actually be benefits. Like we now know collagen can be supportive for pregnancy. There is compelling reasons to believe that creatine may actually help to support a healthy pregnancy, including placental health. However, there are no human clinical trials on creatine for pregnancy. We would view, you know, after kind of pretty exhaustive review of the clinical research and then also consulting with our practitioner community, we have over 20,000 practitioners that are recommending needed, and many of them contribute to our product R&D process. Our view as a brand is that it's too early to say that this is safe for pregnancy. There are a few products on the market that say that they are safe, and they're all relying on the same research that Needed has reviewed, and we just don't view that it's responsible to say that this is absolutely safe in pregnancy. We do think that it is a product that's safer, you know, the stage of trying to conceive, and also for postpartum breastfeeding moms. There is creatine naturally in breast milk. It is a naturally occurring synthesis of amino acids, but we're hopeful that someday we'll get to the point that it can be generally considered to be safe for women who are pregnant, but it's at this time something that would be best to discuss with your doctor and kind of make your own evaluation about. It is certainly something that is recommended for women who are in the in-between stage of, if you're no longer pregnant and breastfeeding, it can be an awesome product to take for someone who's like me, almost two years postpartum, through perimenopause, postmenopause. There's many, many benefits for women throughout the rest of your lifespan.
Doesn't seem like there's ever of course, being mindful of what you take when you're pregnant, but doesn't seem like there's ever a negative time to be adding creatine into your life. Well, I'm so excited to be able to try it and to be able to have something that is supporting your bone health, the way that you feel, your energy levels, and setting you up for success. So thank you so much for diving deeper into Needed as a brand, as we've done in the past, but also just the deep thought and care and mindfulness that goes into creating products and putting out products that support women at all different phases of life. And creatine, I'm excited to just dive into it and experience.
I know. Well, now that knowing that you may have tried creatine in the past, I'm excited for you to try it. I think sometimes with supplements, it's hard to know, is it working? But for something like creatine that can have negative side effects of bloating and weight gain, I think you'll be able to tell the difference immediately when trying Needed because of how well this product dissolves. It really is all the benefits without the drawbacks of many of the popular creatines on the market. So
exciting.
Very excited for you to try it. And it pairs really well with a number of other products. So we talked a little bit earlier about the powdered prenatal and women's multi and perimenopause multi. You can mix it in with those products along with our collagen. You could put it in our hydration as I've been doing in the hot summer months. You can mix it into your coffee or your water. We find from our consumer insights, the most common way for women to take creatine is in water mixed with a hydration product. And I am enjoying that myself, but there's many different ways to take it. It really is a very easy thing to add into your routine. And I've just, as someone who's new to creatine, I've started that morning habit kind of the first thing in the morning when I get up in the morning. Start with some hydration before I caffeinate, and adding in a little creatine to it has been a really delightful way to start the day, just to reclaim a little something for yourself as a busy mom.
That's so awesome. Those hydration packets were like an absolute essential piece of my life when I was breastfeeding.
I love it. I know. I mean, you can kind of intuitively feel it. We talk about depletion at Needed as this silent epidemic in women's health because so many of us are conditioned to just expect that it's normal to feel tired and have trouble sleeping and to feel chronic stress and some of the more acute brittle nails, thinner hair. But when you speak to moms who've been through these stages of women's health, it's also something that you can immediately resonate with, that thirst in postpartum. It's like nothing else. I was consuming probably 6 of our hydration packets every single day while breastfeeding, and it didn't feel like too much. And even my lab testing, I wasn't excessively high in any of the electrolytes that are essential for your body's processes. I think just we've been, most of the products on the market for women's health just fundamentally take the view of giving you a bare minimum, not what's optimal. And what women need to feel their best is orders of magnitude different than what we've been told or the products that have been designed around women historically.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It's amazing. When you're breastfeeding, it's like the thirst factor is, I remember somebody gave me for my baby shower, gave me a giant jug, like a reusable water But it was so big. And I was like, this is ridiculous. When am I going to ever carry around a water that size? And I was like, when I'm breastfeeding,
that's a mom. That's how you know that someone's already had a child before.
Yeah. And felt that thirst.
Very much. Very much. Well, I need to give you a quick shout out before we go. I don't know if you remember this. I mean, we both spent some time in a similar part of LA, but just thinking back to the postpartum breastfeeding mom, I remember breastfeeding my daughters before you and I had ever met in the context of Needed or otherwise. We were at the park in the neighborhood that we both lived in, and I was breastfeeding my baby, and then she had a blowout situation, and I didn't have a change of clothes on me. And you didn't know me from Adam, and you came up to me and you gave me a onesie. And it was just like such a kind and genuine thing to do with another mom. And I will never forget that. You are the same kind of in real life as you are on this podcast and in everything else that you do. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
I very much appreciated our mirrored motherhood journeys aligning with one another.
I vividly remember looking at you when you were breastfeeding and seeing that blowout and being like, the only thing you can offer someone at this time is a fresh onesie.
It's such a kindness. I mean, I can't say that I'm always the mom that has a set of clothing to spare, but I certainly was for a few years after that. And yeah, it was such a kindness. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. I'm glad that it was helpful.
Save the day.
We love a good blowout. All the moms know about a good blowout.
Totally.
Well, thank you so much. This was so nice, and I'm really excited to try this product. And as always, so excited about your brand and just the thought that you guys put into everything and the kind of partner that I feel like so many women feel in trying to conceive pregnancy, postpartum, and just life of being a woman in general. So thank you so much again. And it was so great to see you again.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.